I not only have thoughts, but I have experience. You know, I started one of the first social networks back in the mid-90s, a site called tripod.com, which is still around today and, in fact, is still one of the largest social networks. And my experience in running that site, admittedly, you know, more of a Web 1.0 version of social networking, but my experience was that it was very difficult to make money while people were talking to each other. And so the fundamental issue is that when people get on the internet, they're typically either looking for people or they're looking for information. And when they're looking for information, it's actually pretty easy or at least straightforward to advertise to them, to potentially get them to transact. But when they're looking for people, it's more of a communications medium rather than a media. And I think it's difficult to put ads in between people's conversations.
And that's always sort of been my issue with social media is I think the socialness sort of discounts the for enterprise organizations. You know, there are tools here, and I'm not sure it really is a media. So how can these things sort of proceed forward? How can they continue to evolve if they can't? I mean, the ad base is sort of what everyone's dependent on.
Yeah. Well, you know, my idea in the opinion piece is that perhaps, you know, as in the physical world, you know, we have certain things that we deem public goods. And some of those things are run by the government and some of them are run by nonprofit organizations that are started and run privately. You know, why not? It's not illogical to think that there may be such things in the virtual world that just simply don't benefit from or lend themselves well to a for-profit business model and that are such a utility to so many people that they must exist. So therefore, you know, perhaps these things can be run as a public good. I mean, Barack Obama, and I'm not suggesting that you know, that the government necessarily do this, but Barack Obama is on the record as saying, you know, I would, if what it took to keep these things going was to support them with tax dollars, you know, I would do that because they are such incredible utilities. I mean, you know, I think Twitter and Facebook are probably the most important things on the web, with the possible exception of Google. It's just that I'm concerned that they don't lend themselves well to for-profit business models, and therefore we might lose them.
And I saw one of the Twitter folks talking on one of the, I think, Charlie Rose show a couple weeks ago. And he was saying, you know, if we wanted to put ads, you know, people would pay money because there's a lot of user base there. That's not just, we just haven't found the model yet.
Well, I think, you know, Facebook is experimenting with ads and Twitter will experiment with ads at some point. And the question is, you know, will the ads work well enough for the advertisers and will the ads work for the consumers such that those two groups can find a happy medium? My contention is that it won't happen. And that it may happen at a small level. It may be that there's a certain class of advertisers for whom it works, and a certain and not only for whom the medium works, but for whom the consumers don't mind having there. But I don't think it'll be a big enough group to support the costs associated with running these businesses, and it certainly won't be big enough to support the valuations that are being assigned to these businesses by private investors.
Right. Well, and Twitter just announced a couple weeks ago that $100 million round of funding, which would put the value of the whole thing at what, $3 billion or $1 billion, I guess.
At $1 billion.
Can Twitter, which has sort of a .com feel, early .com, which led to the .bomb kind of feel to it, at least to me.
And that's really why I wrote the piece, was that I just think we can't repeat the mistakes of the past. You know, we built a lot of great things in the 90s, and we lost a lot of them because we got way ahead of ourselves. And I'm just suggesting that there are certain things that in this day and age, with the amount of people that are on the web, that are too valuable to lose.
And we
just need to take a fresh approach and think about it. It may be that Twitter can be profitable. It may be that Facebook can be. I don't know, but I'm suggesting that we don't just take one look at it.
And so if it's not the government, because you said you're not necessarily saying that the government should do this, who might that sort of public organization be? And you talk in your piece a little bit about Wikipedia, which is a nonprofit.
Yeah, Wikipedia is the perfect example. I mean, if it weren't for Wikipedia as an example, you know, I think this argument would have far fewer teeth. But, you know, the fact that we have Wikipedia, it is a nonprofit, it's run as a public good, it's extraordinarily valuable. Why not run a social networking site like that or a messaging site like Twitter in that format? It can be done, it should be done, and that's what I'm suggesting.
And so not necessarily, the government doesn't necessarily need to own this.
No, I mean, the government doesn't run UNICEF either. UNICEF is an incredibly well-run nonprofit organization that serves a vital need, and you know, it's run probably, I think even the government would agree that nobody could run UNICEF better than UNICEF runs itself. So, but it's not subjected to the whims of the market. It's run as a public good.
One of the things that I hear from a lot of particularly government organizations that are really starting to jump into HHS is starting to use Twitter to reach out to people in terms of pandemic flu. And it's really become one of their real methods of reaching out to folks, in particularly folks who are particularly interested in that. And they sort of sit back and go, oh my goodness, what, you know, yes, they're here today, but they could easily be gone tomorrow. And it puts a little chill in them.
That's exactly right. I mean, you just said it. It just, again, I'm not suggesting that it won't work. I'm suggesting that it may not work, and that we should back ourselves up with a nonprofit version of these sites where people can be, you know, where the fate of these things is in the hands of the users rather than in the hands of, you know, big media companies or Wall Street or whoever else.
And how do you see this evolving? What would be the next step that sort of people would, because, I mean, Twitter just got, as you say, got $100 million and $1 billion in valuation. It seems like, you know, people are sort of saying, oh, let's do that.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting that Twitter should turn into a nonprofit, but I do think, you know, the obvious step would be for someone to, you know, as they did at Wikipedia, to start a not-for-profit version of Twitter or a not-for-profit version of Facebook, and, you know, raise money in a different type of format from people who are interested in supporting. You know, there's a lot of this type of journalism that's going on right now where families, you know, large wealthy foundations, typically backed by families, are backing independent journalism. So that we keep that around, because it's obvious that it's under pressure in the for-profit market. So it's the same thing. So, you know, someone starting Twitter is not a complicated service to run. You know, it's currently run by 40 people. So it's not an incredibly expensive service to run either. So why not do it in a not-for-profit format just to make sure it was there? And it exists in the same way that, you know, National Public Radio exists. It lives on the back of, you know, some sponsorship, but mostly the donations of its users.